Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 467 of the Department of Defense. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
I'm here, and that was a pretty confident 467 you said there.
Well, that's because I read it.
There wasn't any, like you didn't even have to ask before the show, like, you know, what episode are we on? Like I would ever know that answer.
Well, sometimes you're helpful.
Not with those numbers.
Well, there is that.
But yeah, we're back for the new year. It's a new year right now.
It is a new year. I know. I had to, when I wrote that down, that was the first time I wrote that 25 on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty neat. I'm doing this whole, like, 2025 thing. Wah, 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 wah.
It's going to be rather similar to previous year.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot like 2016.
That, too.
I don't really know why, but it just feels like it's going to be a lot like 2016.
It'll be 2024 and 2016 mixed together.
Just all meshed together. Yep. Yeah, I mean, we already had a terrorist attack this year, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a fun way to start the year off.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, we should talk about something less bummerful.
Yeah, we should.
You know what? I think would help making things less of a bummer is if I actually turn on a fucking light down here.
Yeah, no, like... the studio's a little bit of a mess because I moved out, like... I had moved some of my music stuff down here, and then I moved all the stuff out from my my office. Well, because my office is currently occupied by a single cat, because Angelica got her spay surgery, so she has to be separate from her brothers, and she does not like that.
Oh wow! Okay, that completely changes the vibe.
Oh yeah,
things feel a little less dour. All right, yeah, no, fucking 2025 is gonna be awesome. Now we turned on the lights.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. All right. So, I mean, it's been a couple of weeks since we recorded because fucking A, my life is just a nightmare sometimes. But what have you been up to?
You know, it's been a new year. Let's turn things around. You're going to start us off this time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I just turned it around on you. You weren't expecting that, were you?
Oh, wow. New year, new Carlos. What the fuck?
Well, just the one time because it's not special if we did it every time.
Okay, okay. Hoo-ha. Hoo-ha. All right. Yeah, let's see. So, actually, let me look at the last day that we recorded. I have a lot of, like, weird things pulled up on this laptop, and I'm not entirely sure why. DOO 466 came out on... December 17th. Okay. So, that wasn't too
bad. Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad. We've done way worse. So, that was... Oh, yeah, I had just started contract, because it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That we recorded, for some reason. Why did we record on a goddamn Tuesday?
I have no idea. I don't remember that far back.
Okay, I'm going to look at my calendar. I wasn't, like, you threw
me. I completely threw you, yeah.
You completely threw me. All right, so December 17th. What a weird Tuesday. And then, I became a Minnesota resident officially. I went to the DMV, got my license voided, and then they're like, hey, it's going to be 3 months before you get your new license. And now I have to carry my voided license and a piece of paper around.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I'm like, this is really fucking stupid. Luckily, like, I don't get carded for shit. Yeah. And when I also have my passport card that I just use. And then I got Minnesota plates now, which feels weird on my car. I don't know if I like that.
Did you say your new license number yet?
I could not tell you what it is. Oh, actually, I don't like it. It's RPY, which just seems like it's just rapey, 720.
Or maybe it's ropey, like ropes, just lots of ropes.
It's ropey, 720. Yeah, so that's that. Hang on. All right, well, I did the most professional thing I could, and I took a phone call during a podcast, but we had to take a quick break for that one. Anyway, we're back. We're almost 5 minutes in, so I didn't want to record that, re-record that, because that seemed like way too much work.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting lazy in our old age. Turns out when you've done this for 13 years now.
Well, whenever we had to make a cut with Matt, it would always be like, oh, just go back, find the place, just cut off, and like it was usually pretty smooth.
Oh yeah, no, this is probably a decent transition.
No, like as long as,
but
like,
I'm going to keep calling attention to it.
Yeah, if you didn't call attention to it, like it could have been pretty smooth too.
No, we're just going to keep calling attention to it because that's how we roll here. Yeah. Anyway, Minnesota resident, got mud duck plates. Don't care for them. Fucking expensive. Oh my God. I think that's the thing that got me. Like, how much do you think I paid for tabs this year?
So, your car, very new, $2,000.
No, not quite that
bad.
It's $500.
Okay.
It's still a lot. Yeah. Like, Wisconsin is a flat fee. You just pay the one thing.
Because I think like it's like a brand new car, it's like $1,500 or something like that. It's pretty high up there.
Pretty high. Like $500 is really fucking high.
It is.
My car is, I guess, 4 years old at this point, 3 years old, but still, it's like, God damn it. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Let's see. All right. So then I went back to old work for a while. I did another contract with them. So that's neat. Go me. Woo! Yeah. Old work. And then, in the middle of that we had, so I was, let's see, I went to a wedding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I went to a wedding, in, Cadott, Wisconsin.
Well, the great time of the year to have a wedding.
Yeah, it was honestly like a really fun time. It was super small. They wanted to have it on the winter solstice cause they're that kind of people.
Oh, so it was open bar.
There was an open bar.
Yeah,
it
so
was
like,
in Wisconsin.
If they're that kind of people, like that are gonna have it on the winter solstice, they're gonna have a winter bar because it's Wisconsin too. Like,
yeah. So like we it was at the small church in Cadott, and then we went to Eau Claire for the reception. Yep. And you know, just it was the right kind of open bar. You know, cans of beer and bottles of wine, just what you want. You know, so I probably had like 8, 9, 10 beers, and then we went to an after bar. So they're like, hey, we're going to go to dive bar. I'm like, we're going to a dive bar. They're like, oh no, it's kind of, we're going to dive bar. I'm like, I was getting really excited. I'm like, man, I'm going to play some fucking pull tabs. I'm going to drink some cheap beers. This is great. Turns out dive bar is an upscale hotel bar in Eau Claire. That's a cocktail bar.
That's pretty lame.
I was a little miffed because I was expecting, you know, okay, I'm going to get, you know, some cheap beers. Instead, I got $20 cocktails.
Without pull tabs?
Oh, no, there's got no
How tabs. Could you even call yourself a dive bar if you don't have pull tabs?
I know, but they called themselves, so their name was Dive Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and I'm like, well, that feels misleading. So we did that, tied a nice one on. It was a good time. Woke up the next day. No hangover.
Oh, that's good.
It was a Christmas miracle. Everybody else, brutally hungover. And then we were like, so the night before, I was like, hey, we've been talking about getting brunch the next day. Yeah. Like, you know, post-wedding brunch, let's go. And they're like, yeah, like, place with mimosas. I'm like, awesome. Like, I'm trying to find a place. And then the bride and groom were like, hey, we're going to go to this family restaurant in Chippewa Falls. Like, it's supposed to be really good, and, like, we're going to have brunch with you guys, and then, or breakfast with you guys, and go have brunch with everybody else. And, like, they were like, this is the plan. I'm like, okay, well, bride and groom, like, that's the plan. So we wake up the next morning, and everybody's like, all right, we're going to go get mimosas at the family restaurant. And I'm like, guys, it's a family restaurant. There's no alcohol. There's no alcohol. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is what's I'm like, yeah, but it's a family restaurant. There's...
Yeah.
No. They're like, but we want, you said mimosas. I was saying mimosas before we decided to go to a family restaurant that you guys were all excited about last night. So, no mimosas. Kind of a bummer. No bloodies. It's a rough morning for some folks.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but then I got to go home and then pull an all-nighter doing some server nonsense. So, that was neat for me. And then Christmas Eve happened. I made it through 1.5 Die Hard films.
Uh-oh, something's interrupting Casey's, discussion of Christmas.
What is this? What is happening?
That's right. By popular demand, Carlos's Car Corner returns.
Oh, again. My God. Not Carlos's Car Corner.
So.
That's why I had to go first.
So I could interrupt you. So, car battery maintenance. It turns out you can do all the correct things with your car battery in the world, and it won't matter in the end. Leading up to Christmas, I had some car issues. My glove box had fallen out, as I've previously discussed.
I think we should
discussed.
Call it the car box.
Yeah, I also thought that. But you shouldn't talk. This is my segment. So, the glove box fell out. The license plate was held on by one bolt on there, which was rusty as all hell. Bring my car in. It was the cheapest time I've ever had my car in for maintenance. It was less than $200. Like, I've never had it that cheap before. Now, post-Christmas happens. I've got a very busy day. I just dropped the cat off for surgery, and I'm back in town. It's like, you know, it's right after Christmas. I should probably get some groceries. Now, I go get those groceries. Get everything in my trunk of the car. Car won't start. I was like, well, this is strange. I've done a lot of driving this last week. Like, my car should have a surplus of power. Like, I should have enough power to power my car for months on end. And I've been parking in the garage.
I don't think that's how any of this works.
Like, I've been parking inside the garage, so like, I should even be protected from losing battery power to it being really cold outside, which it hasn't been. It surprisingly hasn't been. Now, it turns, I'm turning my car. Now this is not great. It's 9 o'clock in the morning or so, and I need to find somebody who can jump my car. And the parking lot is empty except for some cops and somebody else who apparently had some issues going. I don't know what was going on. I was dealing with my own stuff, but there are some cops just in the parking lot dealing with some other stuff. And well, they're busy with their stuff. They're not. Why would a cop ever help somebody who needs help in the community?
Well, yeah, that's not what cops do.
That's enough, Casey. Now. I start going through my phone book. Well, like, Casey's out of town, but I decided, like, oh, his parents are still in town. I could check with them. So I text Casey, and I was like, oh, no, folks aren't around. That was unfortunate. If Casey was on this program, he could tell you himself that he. That
they're in Germany.
And then. So that was like, I couldn't call my mom because although she was in town, she was working at the time. And so I look around, I reach out to Rick. It's like, oh, nope, I work at these hours somewhere else. I was like, oh, I thought, so I guess the other job wasn't working. And then, but Matt was in town. So I was able to get a hold of Matt. I texted Matt, and it's like, well, I didn't get a response right away. He's probably asleep. So I called him.
Damn right.
And he made his way over like pretty quickly. He had to walk over to Emma's where his vehicle was parked because I don't know why. He has a parking lot to park his vehicle in, like a block away. And then he had to do the whole drive of down the street like 300 feet to my car to help me jump my car. And I'll get my car jumped. It was great. I let him know, hey, I'm going to go bring my car to the shop just so they can so they can check the battery and make sure everything's okay. And so I'll call you if something happens and if I need a ride. But like, hopefully it's like just a battery thing. And like for some reason, maybe the battery got low or they just have to replace the battery. I was half tempted to drive across town to just buy a new battery, but like I bought a new battery 2 years ago, so I didn't want to do that. Like maybe there's something else wrong, even though it couldn't have been the starter because the car did start. So I drive to drop my car off, and the old guy who's it looks like it's just run by two people right now. So it was pretty empty. I say, hey, can I get my battery checked? These are people I saw like a week and a half ago when I picked my car up, and they're like, you only drove from like the grocery store, right? So that might not have been enough for it to build up a charge. So we're going to want you to go drive on down the street to this road and then come back, and then we'll check then just to make sure they got – and then the slightly younger guy chimes in. But if your engine light, if the battery light turns on at any point in the time on your drive there, just stop and turn around because your car's not going to make it back. It's like, okay. Well, on my way here from the grocery store, my battery light turned on. It's like, oh, and the guy made a quick, fast walk to my car. And then we popped the trunk of, not the trunk, because that's not where the engine's located, but the hood of the car. And now the hood of my car is, if I was, for most of the time when I was in the parking lot, I had it propped open, but because the thing, it doesn't prop up by itself anymore. So it's being held open as we're looking in. And so he does a, he's like, okay, I think it's a, it looks like your alternator's dead. And like he like spits on the alternator, which I had only driven a block. And like it sizzles. It's like, yeah, it's not supposed to do that. It's not. So that was that meant like I needed a new alternator. So I wasn't driving my car home. I got Matt to come, emptied my groceries from the car into his vehicle. And I got a call that's, hey, at the end of the day of like, hey, we finished working our car. It's going to be this. So now it's no longer the cheapest trip, cheapest month of car maintenance. That's for sure. And they're like, okay, so it's going to come to this. And then you can come by and get your car. It was a Friday this happened. They're like, you can come by, get your car in the next 15 minutes. Otherwise, it would be Monday. It's like, so it's already dark at this point in time because it's, even though it's like 5:10 right now, it's winter. So I would be running down the sidewalk to get there on a dark night. And I'd be going running down the road for part of it. It's like, I don't think I can make that run, or like it's not safely for sure. I was like, okay, I guess I'll be there Monday to pick it up, which that Monday picking up was a fun Monday because it was foggy and everything was coated with ice. It was a slip and slide everywhere. Wonderful, wonderful morning of me doing a weird walk so I don't fall down on my ass. Like,
would you say it was a silly walk?
I don't think I do. I'm not a member of the club of the people who walk really funny. Or silly, but yeah, that this has been Carlos's Car Corner. We can now return Casey to him talking about Christmas, I guess.
Well, no, I want to know, like, how did you get your cat home?
Oh yeah, so that was we're no longer in Carlos's Car Corner, so like Casey can now chime in. So, but yeah, so I had so like I had like a like Matt didn't work the rest of the day. And so, like I said, hey, you give me free in the afternoon, so I need to go to Hudson to get my cat back because she was. Otherwise, I'd have to figure out some other ride to get Angelica back. So,
okay, so it was Matt.
Yeah,
Matt did it. Okay, cool.
So yeah, your Christmas.
Yeah. So yeah, no. Well, you came over Christmas Eve.
Yep.
We
got like food at a.
We went to Mallard's, I think it was, and got a decent burger. It had sweet pickles on it,
which doesn't
belong on a burger. No. Had a decent meal. Had a couple of cocktails, couple of beers. Watched Die Hard and a Half.
I don't think I've ever seen you be awake through Die Hard 2. Every time, like, I guess, like, at least you had been working that day, that
yeah,
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like, I had worked all, like, I had just come off of, like an all-nighter, and then, like, so I finished the all-nighter, so Saturday, I started working when I got home that afternoon at, like, 2, and then I stopped working Sunday at 6 p.m., and then I started again on Monday. And, like, it was just, like, and then Tuesday, like, had to work all day again. And so, finally, I was done. And turns out, then I just got tired.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, at least I had an excuse this time. I was, like, I was really excited about Die Hard 2.
And I told you even beforehand, like, you were like, hey, yeah, we could watch, like, the Die Hard trilogy. It's like, we can try, Casey, but I've never seen you make it through Die Hard 2.
I was so ready to do that, and then the alcohol and the lack of sleep caught up with me, and I went down. But yeah, no, so that was good. Then Christmas Day, Jacqueline had to work, so we spent the morning together, and then I went to go see Moana 2. Monday I went to go see Wicked.
How was it?
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Like, it's weird, though. Apparently, like, it's a part one of it. So
yeah, I did not realize that.
And instead of, like, the full thing. So,
yep.
Which is like kind of a disappointment. Like you don't get a full conclusion even.
You got a decent ending though. Right. Like where they stopped it, like okay. It made sense. But also like, okay, it would have been a really long movie had they.
Yeah.
Because it was already almost 3 hours long. But yeah, so went and saw Wicked and then went and saw Moana 2. Moana 2 was fine. It was like a good feel-good movie.
I never even saw the first one. And they're doing a live-action version with The Rock.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know how I feel about that. The Rock has lost a lot of social clout. So went and did that and then got home and watched a bunch of Christmas movies while drinking Coquito and eating just way too much meat and cheese. So it was a really good Christmas.
Oh, that is a good way to spend Christmas.
Yeah. I watched the Vince Vaughn movie Four Christmases.
Right.
It was enjoyable, kind of fun. Then I watched...
Did people learn a lesson in the movie?
There was a lesson. It was a weird lesson that I didn't agree with that they learned in the movie. Basically, get rid of your morals and have a baby was the answer.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And then... after that, I watched a movie called Bad Mom's Christmas, and that was a lot of fun.
I feel like I've heard that name before for that.
Yeah, it was Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis. God, there was a bunch of people in it, but it was so much fun. It was just like dumb, like escalating insanity. It was perfect. It was so much fun. But yeah. And then New Year's happened. That's a thing. Went over to our friends. Tony and Regina's did that. And then went ice diving yesterday. And now I'm here.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, like, my year. So, like, I've talked about the car stuff. But, like, I've been playing Indiana Jones, though. The new Indiana Jones game, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
That's so good. Are you in it?
I haven't finished up the Vatican yet because I've been like I was running around exploring stuff. I'm basically at the point like where I can revisit if I want to finish off any last side stuff.
Okay.
But there's this one note that I had read that like, hey, there's the safe and there's this combination based on this, and then like I couldn't find the safe. I was just like, where the fuck is the safe? And like, wasn't it a quest object? So like, I was like, oh no, is this a secret? Because like, there's money boxes. Like, it doesn't tell you that you can open them, but like, you see a lock on a thing. It's like,
and you can smash it.
It's like, I'm gonna smash.
It took me way too long to learn that I could smash them.
That was the first thing I saw. I saw a lock. I was like, I bet I could smash that, and I could, because this is like a, what is the? I can't remember. Like, it's like a movie. It's like based on like action movies, like on like a lot, some of that type of stuff. So like action movie rules work for that kind of stuff. And but it was, I've been having a lot of fun with it. I've ended up like having some weird like egg-rolled like an entire army of fascists, and then like it took me over again to before I took them out, because it was all because I wanted to steal like a dollar or something like that. It's like I was refusing to let this one guy let me not steal a dollar.
Well, that's fair.
So
it's a dollar in the 1930s.
Like. And it's funny how the game handles guns, at least at my difficulty, where like they actually won't use guns on you for the most part, mm-hmm. like or rifles, until you start shooting.
That changes.
Okay,
that changes. But yeah, when you're in the Vatican, that's
that seems like how the rules go. And then and like it also was since I wasn't wearing like the Vatican disguise, I guess I wasn't using the new perk that I'd picked up where like if I get knocked out, I can if I find my hat, I can put that back on and I'm back up to.
Yeah, the fedora thing is awesome. Like,
but it's like Nolan North does an amazing job as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he does a great Harrison Ford impression.
So that was that's been a lot of fun. And then I've been playing Path of Exile 2. That dropped around the right before Christmas, and I've been able to play a little bit more of that after Christmas, having a lot of fun with that. Have a friend, Jake Tom, that I've been able to do party up with, because it's one of those games where you like smash monsters and then you can get loot and upgrade your gear, stuff like that, and just partying up and just destroying of stuff. And like hopped on with one of my siblings, and we did that for a couple days, but they had to send their laptop in for repairs. So not going to be playing with them for a while. Then Angelica's spay surgery was scheduled, and that was like I had after the brother stuff was their medical stuff was done, and I had like their ear stuff checked out as needed to get the spay scheduled right away because 90 days or whatever is what the blood tests are for, so I needed to get that done. And that was the fun morning where the car went out after I dropped her off and then got her back. And then she's relegated to one room in the house, my office. I had to choose, like, which room is the best because it has to be, like, a low-foot traffic room. And I knew the cats have a room upstairs where, like, where there's a couple litter boxes and, like, there's a window. And, like, there was a room in the house that had, like, no heights for her to, like, climb. So it's like, well, I can't put her in the cat room because that's high traffic and her brothers are not going to be happy not having access to that room. If I cut off my office, there'll be less of an issue. So chose my office, and that way I can keep an eye on her when I'm in there during the day. But like at night, she's not happy because she's awake and she's bored, and had to put some gauze wrapped around because where they like have an injection site on like her paw for like putting her under and all the sedation, all that stuff. That was like, I hadn't noticed it, but until like this morning when I was like taking care of her was, she had like licked it, like the injury up.
Oh
like,
no.
Badly. It's like, yeah. Okay. I had like the plastic cone around her neck when I picked her up. And then I swapped over to because the cats not only do they not like it, it comes off pretty easily, and then they also have issues eating and drinking water with it on. So I had like a pillow thing, but they gave her just enough room apparently overnight to like lick at it. So at a point in time where she's by herself, so what else is she gonna do when she's awake? So wrapped that with a little bit of gauze, and then so it's covered so she can't get to it, and I had the e-collar on her for a little while. And then I had to do my New Year's Eve was kind of weird. I had put Taskmaster on and spent 2 hours sewing because I needed a cold press and a hot press. Like now, and like they had recommended for, because I brought her in because like there was some swelling at the surgery site. And this is like the doctor took a quick look at it. And then like, it was like, okay, it's probably just a fluid or whatever. Just put some hot and cold on it during the day. Now, I hadn't thrown away everything from the freezer, so I had some of those ice packs still in the freezer, so that was covered. But the recommendation was like, oh, you use a sock, fill it up with rice, and you have a heat pack. You just microwave it for like 30 minutes to a,
yeah,
30 seconds
yeah.
to a minute.
You can use corn too. Like we did that growing up, like made corn bags and things.
Yeah, and then so you're supposed to use cotton though, or wool for the socks. Like you shouldn't use like my socks, which are like the cheap cotton polyester and all that combination of synthetic stuff in there. And that's not as good because it can melt in the microwave. So I grabbed a towel, filled it up with rice, and I started sewing and by hand because I don't have a sewing machine. And so that took a while. I had Taskmaster on while I was doing that. And, yeah, that's what I did on my New Year's. It was very, very exciting.
Ah, sounds exciting.
Yeah, but then I played some Path of Exile. Oh, I did finish up Series 16 of Taskmaster. So I
oh, nice.
Series 17.
Did you did you watch the New Year's special?
No, I have not yet.
Okay, all right. I won't say anything.
I'm looking forward to that.
It was good. I still haven't watched the Doctor Who Christmas special yet either.
I saw like it wasn't 8 out of 9 cats, but it was one of the other British ones that they did for New Year's, like on the numbers show that is hosted by Jimmy Carr or whatever, who seems to host half the programs.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I bought a new bike.
Cool.
Another bike.
How's this one different?
Well, this one is a fat tire bike. It has fat tires.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like big, like 4-inch fuck off tires.
Oh, fun.
Right. So I bought that, and then that night, what day is today?
The second. Tuesday.
Second.
No, not Tuesday. Thursday.
I think it was Sunday. Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. So, went and bought it on Sunday. And then, that was when everything was warm and wet. And Jacqueline's like, well, I'm going to go for a run. And she's been trail running. And I'm like, well, I'll follow you on the fat tire bike. Because, you know, that's what I bought it for, essentially. And then we went and we got like into some fuck off mud and just coated like it got so muddy that I couldn't pedal it anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad. So, like, we had to, like, stop and clear out the drivetrain. And then, like, I was able to, like, limp it home. So I spent, like, the last week going through and cleaning it, fixing up a bunch of stuff on the drivetrain, because it was a used bike anyway, so like now I'm taking this opportunity, like I'm learning a bunch of bike maintenance. Like,
yeah, to like re-grease some of the stuff.
Yeah, so I had to like completely strip down and clean the drivetrain, right. The rear hub and all that, and then re-grease it. It's been a lot. I've been like fiddling with the derailleur and everything, and it's finally like there. I think I might have a bent derailleur hanger. I have a tool coming to check that to be sure, because it shifts kind of funny, and I'm still trying to figure that out. But it worked good before I put it into a mud puddle. And the But it was, like, thick mud, like, you know, because it was, like, mixed with, like, hay, so it was almost like concrete getting in there, and just, like, this goopy shit. But I don't know. I've enjoyed it. Like, I finally got it cleaned up. Went out today before this and got a nice ride in. But I don't know, she does all the running and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to run with you, but I will chase you on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And make you run faster.
Yeah. Right. Well, it only took us how long to do?
We should probably talk about this beer.
Yeah,
huh?
We should.
All right. So we have Peruvian Morning. From Central Waters Brewing, a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout made with freshly roasted MEJ's coffee. This beer is as complex as it gets. Flavors of vanilla, tannins, and coffee meld together, create a flavor as deep as the ravines of the Peruvian Andes. It has Northern Brewer and Willamette hops, has caramel chocolate and roasted barley in the malts, and has coffee. Can be paired with blue cheese, brie, cured meats, grilled meats, Havarti, smoked meats, just any kind of meat.
No, that can go with most things, I mean.
Yeah, right?
So what is, I'm trying to remember, what is that, like, one breakfast stout or whatever? The, a Founders? There's some, like, it was like a breakfast stout that we had, like, we would drink every once in a while for years. Is that drawing any, you remembering anything? There's like a chocolatey age, like a stout. I'm trying to remember what it was, but this is like a way better breakfast stout is what I'm thinking after I'm drinking this.
Yeah. Oh, KBS.
Yeah, KBS.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it tastes good.
It doesn't have the sweetness that KBS has.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
It's not the best barrel aged stout I've had, but it's still really drinkable. Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially since I've been drinking it since the beginning of the
show. Well, I mean, yeah, and it's, what, 11%? This is, one bottle's enough. This is really nice.
Well, you say one bottle is enough. I could drink this all day.
Well, I have to drive back to Minnesota, so I get one bottle. Yeah, you want to give me a number on this one?
So I think it's really good, but the thing is, like, I'm now grading it on the barrel aged stout.
It's a little solventy on the nose as it warms up.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna give it an 8.2. I don't think it's quite an 8.5, but it's better than
an
8.
I'm gonna give it a 7.8.
Right.
The hot solventiness when it's warming up, I don't love. It's a little like a hint green peppery.
Yeah.
I think that's just from the coffee. But, yeah, 7.8. It's good overall. I enjoy it. I like Central Waters. I like this beer. Everything's going good. All right, Carlos. We are at the precipice of a new year, which gives us a perfect time to look back on the last year and be like, huh, so that's a thing that happened. I want to know. We're going to go through, like, a series of things, but, like, I want to know, like, what are your favorite and least favorite things of 2024?
So, I mean, my favorite thing was Ireland. Like, that was a blast.
It was a hoot.
And it makes me think, like, I should probably, like, try to see more of, like, the, like, so I really liked seeing the Cliffs of Moher, for example. But, like, there's also, like, natural things in America that I could probably, like, I've never been to the Grand Canyon or stuff like that. So it's like, I should probably try to, like, go see those things. Not necessarily this year, but just, like I should actually maybe go out my way to go see some of these things.
Okay. That's cool. So it kind of, like, that trip kind of opened up, like a little bit of a travel bug where you're like, I kind of want to go, like, see the cool
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, I care more about, like, seeing the, like, natural wonders type stuff.
Yeah.
Like buildings and places that doesn't really matter a whole lot to me. In those cases, it's just the fun of the experience.
Yeah.
To like actually see like these like be on these giant cliffs as like the water's just smashing down there, and it's really cool. Like especially with the weather was like really perfect for like it was like really shitty and it cleared up just enough for us to be able to walk around up there. So
and that was a cool day.
And then we had like a lot of fun. I did so much walking. and there's like one hot day, like where like I had to stop and buy like a touristy baseball cap because like I was just like, okay, I'm gonna be walking in the sun for this entire day, as Casey was doing his dive, and like me and I can't believe I'm spacing on his name.
Ben.
Yeah, me and Ben were we was like, okay, we're gonna go see this fort, and like we had a choice between two forts that were the equal distance apart. Like one of them had apparently a slightly better tour, but like it was a massive walk, and we took like it, and like there was like it was a, we did the walk around the bay. There's another walk around the bay that would have taken us around, but like it took us like across a bridge. I wasn't sure how well that would be for walking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like it was a lot of fun that day and the other days. I think the only disappointment was like I think I didn't like cork a whole lot, but we had a great night there too when we did the comedy show.
Yeah, right the there. Comedy show. I also enjoyed like that trad bar that we ended up in that first night in Cork because we were in Cork two nights.
I don't even remember the trad bar.
It was
I remember
like
we did the
it was called
one.
Like Long Bar or something. It was right after that. Like we walked we ended up at this bar. Sitting at this like low table, and like the band was like right there.
Was that Cork? I thought
that was Cork. Okay. Well, I mean, we had that happen a few times, but that one was in Cork. Yeah. Was it Galway or was it Dublin? I think it was Dublin where we ended up like kind of like sitting in like in this like weird upper bar area with like the band below us. That was kind of
cool.
Yeah,
that was like a fun area to hang out at.
Yeah.
And like just be drinking Guinness while they're like while the band was playing down below. Like and we're open to the bar, but like we're also kind of secluded at the same time. It was like kind of a nice place to hang out. And then it was Galway where you had like we got absolutely wasted while getting the band people wasted too. And get kicked up by the bouncer at the end of the night.
Like, you guys need to go home. You're like, yeah, you're probably right. And then I got violently ill.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. I probably would skip Cork next time or at least like,
yeah, do something different.
Yeah,
maybe, yeah.
Because like, we walked around for a while trying to find out, like, where do we want to eat or something. It was like
Cork was, yeah, or, it was like, kind of a weird spot.
Like, we got really lucky where, like, we stopped to get the pizza, and it turns out right above there's like, hey, we're doing a open comedy mic tonight. So if you guys want to come up, it's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
we're
like
not
a
doing
blast.
Anything else.
Yeah. That was perfect. We got some pizza. We got to watch some Irish comedy. We got to be made fun of. It was great.
I guess another highlight for the year would be like the cats. Like it's been a long time since I've like had a pet, and like it was rough. That like it wasn't as long as how rough it was with Lando but just like them getting used to being indoors, and then them getting used to me. Like it took a lot of socialization time and. Mm-hmm. But like now, like all three of them like to cuddle and snuggle, and like the two brothers, like when they when they're purring, like it's just loud. So like and like every once in a while, I'll be all three of them. I will be like cuddling, and then I can get them like there's a pet here. They're like just all three just vibrating. It's like,
who needs a massage chair?
But yeah, I don't think I have any other highlights from this year. I think those are the two high points.
Yeah. Yeah, Ireland was definitely a high point for me. But also the dive trip to Grand Caymans.
Mm-hmm.
That was so much fun.
Oh, that was this year, yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm like, oh man, this was a long year. Yeah, so I spent a week in the Caymans, diving every day. Like the aggressors thing is like we eat, sleep, and dive. And that's exactly what we did.
I can't remember. Were you able to get your like medallion or whatever for doing every dive?
I did. Yep. Yeah, I got. So they do something called Iron Diver, and it's for people who do every dive of the trip. And you're doing 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 dives a day. I think the biggest day was 5. We did 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and a night dive. And I think we did that twice. And that's a lot of, like, that's 5 hours underwater. Oh, yeah. Like, that's a long time, and it's like, and it's exhausting, but it's so much fun, and you're seeing so much cool shit, and you're just like, yes, I'm doing this. The hardest part is like not drinking until the end of the day.
Yeah.
Cause like, as soon as you have your first drink, you're done.
And it's like, it was like free booze and food, right?
Free booze and food. And they fed us well. Oh my God. Just catered food. Like it was great. I really want to do another one. Like it's going to happen. Probably not this year. Maybe an every other year thing, but it was a lot of fun. So did that. And then, that was cool. Turns out, don't like the Cayman Islands.
All right.
As, like, a place to visit. Really weird. Weird vibes. I think I did an episode on it, like, back then. Like, yeah. Go listen to that. Other highlights. Yeah. Ireland, Caymans. Gen Con this year was a lot of... Even though, like, I had to cut it early, like, I felt like this year, like, things really jived. It was a really good year. I'm pumped for next year.
I see they're doing like construction on
They're adding a bunch more hotels.
Okay.
Like super close. And so like we're going to have to talk like maybe we should try to get in the lottery and see if we can get like a room or two.
Oh yeah.
Like right downtown.
That would be nice.
And then we don't have to, you know, spend the $40 or $50 a day on Ubers.
Yeah, that would be nice. Like
yeah.
Like even if like we cut out like if that goes directly to the hotel bill, you're still talking about like you don't have to wait, not waiting around. And it's like, oh, we're going to...
Oh, and we can go drop shit off at the room.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through the day and not have to carry it around all day.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like, that's the big thing. Like, hey, let's go drop our shit off at the room and then go grab lunch and then we'll go back.
So you're saying it's I'm going to definitely be... it's not going to all be carry-on for luggage. The way back.
We don't know. We don't know how that's going to work yet. We haven't gotten there. No, Gen Con was a really good time this year. Madeline was solid this year. It was a good year overall. I'm trying to think of like any like crazy highlights. I mean, I guess like I moved in with my girlfriend. That's
yeah.
like a thing that happened.
Like a life-changing thing.
I quit my job, yeah. or at least attempted to.
And they just kept trying to reel you
they
back in.
They pulled me back in twice. Started a new job, kind of.
You spent more time at your old job than the new job,
right? Yeah, spent a bunch of time working on Hike RPG. We're getting that close to like a true beta. We'll give an update on that after this. And then, yeah, I feel like a lot of shit happened this year. Damn, it was a good year, 2024. I'm sure there's. Oh, went to like 17 weddings this year. Okay, it wasn't that many. I think final count for 2024. Is we went to 5 weddings.
Okay.
The Zablosky wedding was still the best. Hands down. Loved that wedding. Yeah. It was a blast. Really enjoyed that wedding. Sorry for anybody who else is listening, but I wasn't in your wedding, so the Zablosky one wins.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works. And it was definitely the best wedding I went to all year. The only one.
Yeah. But you got to dance around with a giant cat head.
I apparently, yeah, I did that. Like I had,
do you
like,
not...
I don't think I danced with that as
video.
Long. Yeah, no, because it was being passed around and everybody was dancing with it, and I danced with the cat head too. That is just the thing that was happening.
I know. yeah, what was your least favorite thing of 2024?
Election day.
Oh, yeah, that one was rough. Kind of forgot about that one.
Well, because that was also the same day. Like, I get back, And then my glove box fell out.
Your glove box gave up too, just like America.
And I was like, it was one of those things. Like, I had walked to there, and because it's within walking distance.
Yeah.
And I get back, it's like, well, you know, I'm gonna be the proactive person because my new plates aren't here, so I'm gonna put like my new plate information in my car in my glove box, and then I close my glove box and it just falls right out. It's like, well, this is a great day apparently.
Right.
So that wasn't great. I don't know. I try not to dwell on
I say that and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to think of like what was like a really bad thing that happened this year, and like I just like
there have been so many bad things that happened this year, but I try not to dwell on them just because I can't live like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't think anything bad happened to me this year.
That's also possible.
I mean, I'm sure bad things did. Well, I mean, actually, fuck. Yeah. There's a lot of bad shit that happened to me this year. Fucking Lando got cancer.
Yeah.
I forgot that was this past year.
Yeah, that was a wild early of the year. Like,
yeah, that was like the second of 2024.
And it feels like it was like so long ago, but yeah. That was this year. Yeah. Or last year, I guess.
Yeah, Lando got diagnosed with possibly terminal cancer. Luckily, like, it hadn't metastasized.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to go through a bunch of expensive surgeries, which was super fun for everybody involved. And now Lando is terrified of the vet and now actively shits on the vet when he gets there.
a very bad experience.
I'm like, I get it, buddy. I get it. And then, yeah, so that was the worst thing that happened this year was Lando got cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And then we cured Lando's cancer, maybe.
It took so long for him to, like, be sad inside before he could go outside again. And then you moved, and he's stuck inside all the time again.
Yeah. Not as bad, but yeah.
Oh, not as bad at all.
No, that was rough. That was a rough few weeks where, like, he could not go outside.
It was
outside.
Like a month.
It was a month, and then he had, like, 2 weeks break.
And then it was another month again.
Like, or a month and a half. It was 5 weeks each time, six weeks. It was bad.
During, like, his favorite time, winter. Like, to just be out there all day.
Just laying in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least, like, we had a shitty winter where there wasn't any fucking snow.
Yeah, so, like, Lando lost his favorite time of the year that year.
He did. He really did.
Because he has so much fur. It's the one time of the year that, like, he doesn't have to shed everywhere because he might as well keep it for...
Yeah. Lando's getting his first professional bath tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jacqueline's going to take him to the groomers. And she's like, well, do I have to have the muzzle on him? I'm like, yeah, you kind of do. Because it's for his protection.
Yeah.
What do you mean his protection? I'm like, well, if he bites the groomer, then Lando dies.
Yeah.
So even though the groomer deserved it, and you brought him there, Lando gets punished.
So Jacqueline's actually bringing him this time instead of like the last time where she was like, hey, you should bring Lando the groomer. And you were like, you could do that. And she said, I would. And then she did not.
And then, yeah, I know.
But this time,
well, she did try to get me to do it.
Okay.
And then I said, but you said you would.
And I mean, I also get where she's coming from. Lando's a stinky dog.
He's fine. He's a dog.
It's a little bit better now that he doesn't have as much time to just be out in the yard by himself and just become the stinkiest version of himself possible.
He was able to air out there. It's fine.
I often would wash my hands as soon as I was done petting Lando.
That's fair. That's fair. He's a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs smell. They have an odor.
Yeah.
And they smell like dog. And Jacqueline doesn't have a leg to stand on because her dog is Meow.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's also a stinky dog. I love her to death, but she's a stinky dog too.
She was the one that farted.
She farts constantly.
She did like she had the really bad gas during Die Hard Night. It's like, oh, this is bad meal. This is not a great smell.
She farts all the time, and her favorite place to sit is right next to your head.
Oh, is that where she goes?
Like in bed, like she's like, oh, well, I'm gonna curl up right next to your head, ass pointed towards you, and you're like, no, Meow.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, if the cats aren't fishing for pets, like, well, their spot for me is like right between the legs. And it's like this is not what I'm hidden down in a crevice, and I'm going to be warm and comfortable.
Yep. And like Lando is a he's a foot dog. He likes the foot of the bed.
It's like I was always surprised. Like when you're gone, like only the foot of the bed, only here.
Yep.
It's like, wow. Every time you'd leave, or if you're in your office today, Lando would be on, and he'd be on your bed. He wouldn't necessarily be at the foot of the bed.
No, he'd take up the entire
bed.
He'd
be wherever he'd want on the bed.
Yeah. But if you're also in the bed, and he's like, I'm at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
It's the spot where he can lay, where he has the least, where it's least likely that he'll have to move.
I see. I mean, I would make him move.
Oh, yeah, because...
I would have to.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can't stretch out.
Yeah.
Like, he eventually has to move.
Yeah.
But then he's, like, kept your foot spot nice and warm and toasty.
Yeah.
And you can put that in there. Like, that's pretty great. But, yeah.
I'm glad that Lando, like, we're all glad that Lando, like, was doing much better.
Yes. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was a tough early part of the year. That, like, apparently was so traumatic, I keep trying to forget about it.
That's how that goes.
Let's see. Yeah. Well, is there anything in 2025 that you're looking forward to?
I didn't make a Gen Con this last year, so I'm looking forward to Gen Con.
Oh, that's right. You weren't at Gen Con this year.
And then besides that...
it was just me and Matt. Maybe that's why it was so good. I kid.
I don't know. Like, I'm a little like I feel trepidation about like fall when I'm gonna be because I'll be moving in the fall.
Yeah, your landlord's an asshole.
Rick didn't want to move in, and I don't want to have to move in with a stranger.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
You have to renovate this place anyways.
Well, I mean, like, it's just like I need to stop spending money on it. Like, so it's either I sell it or I rent it. Like,
and renting it is the way to go. Like, you're only getting half the rent money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, unless you can find a buddy to move in.
No, I don't know anybody, and like I would have like if Matt wasn't super comfortable, Speedy Matt.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
you could broach the subject with him.
I could try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Evenson would never take that move because he is right in downtown River Falls, and like I don't think he.
Well, and also like he leaves every summer.
Yeah.
So.
And he must have like a pretty good deal on his apartment if he can just leave that for. His spot right in downtown.
Right. Well, I think it's probably
because it might be cheaper because it's such a dangerous location. Like,
well, it's going to fall into the river.
Like, there's a reason he leaves every year. It's because it's going to fall in the river.
And, like, the fire escape steps have collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
There's no fire escape.
Well, if there's a fire, you jump in the river.
Where all the rocks are?
Where all the rocks are. Choose fire or rocks.
Oh, man, that's a terrible choice.
It's not a great choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Not too worried about it. That's future us's problem. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to try to get to Germany this year to see my brother. We're going to Spain in December next year.
Oh, cool.
Jacqueline's running a marathon in Spain, in Valencia.
She's not running against the bulls, though?
Apparently not. I guess, like, they don't do that anymore. I'm like, you'd get that marathon done faster. But then I guess there'd be a lot more cleanup. It'd be this whole thing.
Your folks having a fun... Do they have a fun Christmas with Germany?
I haven't heard yet, but it looks like, from the photos I've seen, it looks like they've had a blast. And then we're going to Alaska in...
Oh, yeah, that's
at the end of June. For 2 weeks, as my dad's like retirement thing, he's like he wants to take.
And have you
Alaska.
Ever been to Alaska before?
I have not, so that'll be fun.
Oh, cool!
Get to go someplace new.
I also
haven't been to Spain, so I got two new.
Have you already figured out where in Alaska you're going to be going?
Yeah, he told me. He sent me the thing. We're gonna see Denali, all
right.
Which everybody's excited about. You know, the big mountain. And then we're heading down like the little peninsula thing that juts out. We're gonna go there. You give me the smirk. What's your joke, Carlos? What's your joke?
Well, like, did you know where you're going.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, I had Alaska. I'll ask you. Yeah. Very old joke. That's not good.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I don't know how I feel about that. Oh, and I'm excited to finish the keg of Vanilla Rose. It's super close. There's got to be like 5 or 6 pints left in
like
it.
I'm surprised. Like this one, maybe they weren't like quite the same size. But like when you guys came over for the card night, which I want to do another one of those. Like that was just
fun.
It
was a lot of fun.
Like it doesn't necessarily have to be Magic the Gathering, but it was a fun night when we did that. But like, yeah. It was like we went through that cake of Vanilla Rose, like if I remember correctly, because I think I could have sworn that Gordon says like I finished it off.
Which keg?
Not Vanilla Rose, it was because you had the keg from that was in the fridge down here, in here.
Yeah, that was Oktoberfest.
Was it Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains why
it was
emptied.
From Stuytoberfest.
Oh, that's right. That's why, that would explain why it was emptied. Okay.
Yeah, because Vanilla Rose was for Nacho Day.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, different days. It's different kegs.
It was just kegs. I remember kegs. They're
just,
things.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I love having the kegerator inside. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, right there.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, well, I guess I'll have another beer, I suppose. And then I got really into cocktails this winter because I was depressed and needed to drink more things. So I was like, what if I do tiki drinks? They do make me happy for a brief period of time, so that's fun.
Yeah, I didn't even have like anything to drink on New Year's Eve. Like, I just I don't think I had like something to drink Christmas Day, but that was, I think, yeah, that was the last time I drank.
I had this awesome plan to not get drunk on New Year's, where I was like, well, you know, like I'm gonna get kind of buzzed, but I'm not gonna like worry
about
it too much. Well, so, and I was gonna ice dive. Well, then like I get there and at the party. So Jacqueline's friend Sam is like 29,
yeah,
and like a partier, and like brought over a bunch, like 7 of her friends that range from like Sam's age or like 31, and I think the youngest was 22. And that is a weird group to like, they were going to a BDSM bar after, like, and I was like, okay. And so like, so they show up, and then, like, Tony makes me an espresso martini, and I'm like, well, I can't say no to an espresso martini.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fun right now. And then, like, we had a bunch of really good champagne from, like, France. Like, real champagne, not, like, the bullshit Prosecco-y shit that we get here. And then, so that, and then there was other drinks, and then there was beers, and the next thing I know, I'm making a bunch of plans. Like, apparently I'm going ice climbing now.
Ice climbing?
Yeah, with the axes.
It's not real. That's a video game.
No, it's actually a real thing that people do.
That's a
video,
that's a video game.
They put spikes on their feet, and then they go like this up waterfalls.
No, you're thinking of Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is a fictional video game where she gets one pick, and the sequel they gave her 2.
Yeah, no, apparently it's a real thing, man. It's a real thing. Actually, what she's doing there, it's called dry tooling, where they use the ice picks on the rocks.
The ice picks work wherever the game decides they work.
I understand how the game works. Anyway, so I agreed to do that.
Okay.
Made plans to do that. Made plans for a movie night the next night, which is why we're doing this on the 2nd instead of the 1st. Made so many plans. I get excited when I've been drinking and think that I have infinite time. And then I wake up. Ah, but it's good. It's fun. But yeah, that's kind of about it that I'm excited for this year. Yeah. I think 2025 has the makings of a good year with some really dark underbelly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. As long as you don't peek underneath the carpet.
Or behind the curtain, maybe.
Or behind the curtain.
I think that's...
Under the rug.
Well, you sweep things under the rug. You peek behind the curtain. You don't peek under the rug.
You don't go looking for the skeletons in the closet.
You don't go chasing waterfalls, bud.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. I think. Do we end on that note?
Yeah, we stop with the TLC.
Isn't that the Learning Channel?
I also think that, but apparently it's the band. That's where I got my Fixed Junkyard Wars back in the day.
Yeah, on the Learning Channel. Oh shit! Have you watched Skeleton Crew?
I saw the first four episodes. I'm waiting for the last four to drop.
Okay, is it eight?
I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's eight.
All right, we'll talk about it when it's done. Yeah. Because holy shit, this show so much fun.
I enjoyed my first four episodes. Yeah. I will say that.
All right, guys. Well, if you have any questions, comments, show ideas, or what have you, go ahead and shoot us an email at feedback@blindnewstudios.com. You can find us on the Instagram at Blind News Studios, or I don't think we have a Blue Sky set up.
No.
On the Facebook, though, at facebook.com/blindnewstudios. You can probably find us there.
We should get Blue Sky, because I would actually watch the Blue Sky, because it wouldn't be Twitter.
Yeah, I started a Blue Sky for Hike RPG. I was going to give a Hike RPG update. I'll give one next week. You guys will figure it out. I'll see you guys next week.
Later.